Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're already into hour number three. Your calls here momentarily. Got a physicist coming on to talk about the dangers of this heavy reactor, this superconducting super collider over in Europe. They've just completed and they're about to start playing with the building blocks of the universe. Now, a lot of prestigious physicists are warning it's very dangerous. They have already made black holes in some of these laboratories, but these are even bigger and more dangerous types that they admit can be made. Talking to Mike Rivero, finishing up with your take on that, Mike, and then we're going to go to calls.
Well, basically, the idea that black holes are going to evaporate, I'm not sure what they're creating in the laboratory. And one of the things to keep in mind is at the energy levels that they're talking about, that this device is operating, they may not be finding new subatomic particles. They may be creating them. And there's a disconnect.
No, that's what they say. No, they say they want to make them. They admit this mega reactor does that.
And the idea is these particles may not exist in nature. So what the value of creating them is, we can't really
No,
be
no,
sure
that's
about.
What they say. They've already made new ones. You know, 20, 30 years ago, going back over 40, they have those other systems that where they have made new elements. But go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the idea is that, you know, this is a very dangerous device. When you start getting into the idea of creating black holes, I challenge this idea that somehow they just evaporate. Because the reason that it's claimed they simply evaporate is because if you subscribe to the theory of the Big Bang, in that moment where the universe came into being, the mass density was so great, there should have been all huge clouds of little tiny black holes, you know, planet-sized ones, centimeter-sized ones, subatomic-sized ones, and eventually the whole universe would become, instead of one gigantic black hole at the beginning, a lot of smaller black holes all over the universe. We didn't see this happen. So the question is, where do all these black holes that had to attend the creation of the universe go to? And they say, oh, well, they simply evaporated. But this is kind of like the theory of epicycles. When they began to look at the planets and realized they didn't follow the path that the Earth-centered universe theory said they should, instead of going back and looking at that first theory, they made up the theory of epicycles, which ultimately turned out to be fake. If they create a real black hole in this collider, I'm not reassured it's going to simply evaporate. And, of course, there's no way to hang on to something like that. If they create a real black hole and they drop it, basically that's the death warrant on the Earth. It may take
No, it's going to go to the core of the Earth and suck the planet into it.
Yeah, and it's really risky for them to be doing this. And I know they've made the claim that they've created tiny black holes that vanished instantaneously. I'm not sure they really did. Because, you know, once you have a mass that is in a black hole state, by what means is that mass or energy ever able to escape it? So you can ask your physicist guest about that, and I would love to be enlightened, but I am not absolutely reassured that a genuine black hole created in the laboratory is simply going to pop out of existence.
Yeah, well, they talk about them decaying if they don't get enough mass sucked into them. But you would imagine at the Big Bang there's going to be plenty of matter to be sucked into the black holes to make them larger and more powerful. Plus, if it got so dense it then exploded, why didn't it immediately start contracting again? But
there are a lot of reasons to really question that whole Big Bang theory and by extension to question any assumptions made on the basis of it. But, again, I'm not paid to be a physicist or I haven't
well,
been
I know
for
this. These physicists,
20 years now.
I mean, again, H.G. Wells, 95 years ago, wrote books about A-bombs. It shows that a lot of this stuff's on the books before they do it, and a lot of physicists are saying it's going to make black holes, and they believe it's going to destroy the Earth, and they're saying, yeah, it'll probably make one, but it'll just decay because the equations show this.
The equations show that epicycles would work, too, but the equations don't reflect reality. They just reflect this model, and sometimes the models are accurate, and sometimes they are not. I mean, don't forget, we went into Iraq with all these Pentagon computer mathematical models of how easy it was going to be to win there.
Well, they use flawed models on the global warming front, too. Stay there, I promise, directly to your calls the second we come live. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Taking your calls, Dan in New York City. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
On the subject of life extension technologies, to extend life, you obviously need to be free of disease. So I just wanted to know your opinions on the clinical research of Dr. Royal Raymond Rife and the ability to be able to cure most microbial diseases by hitting them with resonant frequency that he was claimed to do back in the 1930s.
Okay, let me give you my answer to that. I am not a physician, either Western medicine or Eastern medicine. I have interviewed hundreds and hundreds of medical experts who've actually proven what they talk about. Let me be clear. Royal Raymond Rife was a weirdo. He certainly was a talented individual. But I'm not saying that he was wrong. I'm not saying he was right. Certainly, we know that they have frequencies and might be able to use frequencies. And there even are some treatments medically with different types of sonars and things to try to break things up. But there's no doubt that many of the quacks that then sell for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. I mean, they'll sell CDs for $1,000. You play in a computer that flashes lights on the screen and plays music. I'm not here to be predatory. I push things I believe in. Guns, gold, food, silver water filters. I mean, everybody knows that aloe vera is good for your good for you. I mean, I grew up, you know, getting burns and then learning it made it feel better when an ice cube didn't. And so because the mainstream media lies and spins so much, we then tend to think that all the alternative media is telling the truth. And what it is a lot of people taking advantage of well-meaning patriots. Now, should we censor these quacks? No. Because once you start censorship, then they can use that on good people. But people criticize me and get upset when I say it's absolute bull. It is absolute bull. These little things you stick on cell phones, a little sticker that supposedly blocks the cell phone radiation or changes the frequency, total bull. And I'm sick of it. Now, Mike Rivero?
Well, absolutely agree. There's a lot of flummery going on out there. But as far as the issue of life extension and disease, I think we place too much emphasis on getting rid of all microbial diseases because it's part of our natural process that, our immune system needs these small infections in order to strengthen itself and make it more able to deal with more serious diseases down the road. And it's kind of interesting. There's an anecdotal correlation for people who have lived the longest into the hundreds to have gone through, periods of extreme ill health when they're very, very young.
Same thing with rats. Near starvation. Yeah. Folks, it's your genetic code that kills you. We're designed to die to make room for the next group. We're also mammals. We have a lot higher exchange level of hormones. That's why sharks don't get cancer. We do. We are dynamic creatures. We're warm-blooded. Mike, you want to explain that?
Yeah, basically, we're programmed to self-destruct because life forms that don't self-destruct tend to exhaust their food supply and become extinct very, very quickly. And so we have evolved a population control measure, which is that, we eventually die off and make way for the ones that come afterwards.
Let me explain, folks. It is a design for the species. You see, we are here for the species' health. That's why people that think they're islands unto themselves are fools. We are designed in the species. You're not happy till you're helping the species. You are designed to serve the species. Mike?
Yeah, and the other thing to remember is that if there really was a way to extend life significantly, it's never going to be allowed onto the general public because it would trigger an immediate population explosion and a Malthusian catastrophe.
It's going to be kept secret. They are getting radical extension systems, but they're finding more and more that the elites are going to be able to extend life, but not indefinitely, but they will be able to genetically mess with our DNA and to turn off the mechanisms that do that. Mike?
Yeah, but again, it will never
That's got to be done at the cellular level pre-gestation, correct?
I'm not 100% certain it's going to remain that way. We're starting to see gene therapies that allow for modification in matured organisms.
Well, that's the massive extension. But, I mean, to really have something that doesn't die for thousands of years with the current template we've got, you're going to have manipulation at before the zygote level with the sperm and the egg to make those genetics work together.
Yes, that's correct.
We're already digressing. Let's go to Drew in Florida. You're on the air, Drew.
Hello?
Yes, Drew, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey there, good sir. Well, you guys have some great topics. Where to begin? I called to talk about 9/11, and one topic dear to my heart is actually the creation of the universe. So I'd love to ask questions about that, but I think I need to stick to 9/11. My question is, early in 2006, I unfortunately became involved with investigating Katrina. More specifically, I became interested in research regarding the levee system. I come to find out through several people at the Army Corps of Engineer that basically the levees were detonated. All right, I have.
Well,
no
they
problem.
Blew them up. They blew them up in the 20s before.
Right. Well, my thing is, I actually didn't have a problem with that. What I found out was a company, very specifically, a company called CDI, Controlled Demolition Incorporated, was the company that physically did the actual detonation.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'd like to hear your proof. We know they did Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center. But
Alex, my point is, I knew nothing about CDI before 2006. Nothing. I never even knew what that was. Then it took me about 5 minutes worth of research to know that they have their gribby little paws in absolutely every single questionable demolition over the last 100 years. Then I realized, what were they doing? And my question, this is really the big question. What was CDI, Controlled Demolition Incorporated, doing in New York City for 6 weeks prior to 9/11? I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, they even bought a major steel smelting facility 6 months before in New York, and they were even contracting with truck companies previously for masses of steel, and they are always the company that is hired to cover up the crime scenes and then post armed guards around it. Mike Rivero?
Yeah, absolutely. They came in, and going back to the Oklahoma City bombing, there was that strange double pulse on the seismic wave that came out from the original bombing of the Murrah building. And then when controlled demolition took the remains of the building down, I noted how they deliberately brought it down in two chunks to try and create a similar double pulse wave. But all they really did was confirm that there had to be two separate events regarding to the Oklahoma building when the first attack took place, which seems consistent with the idea that there were, in fact, cutter charges inside the Murrah building that were detonated about 5 seconds before the main truck bomb went off. But, yeah, they're definitely involved in all of these situations. They were right there in New York, they very much seem to be part and parcel to a lot of these very questionable cleanups.
I have now traced CDI over the last 2 years to over 24 mysterious detonations from China to Russia, to the Congo, Indonesia, all over North America, and I knew nothing.
Well, go back. How did you track them? I want to hear your proof. How did you track them? I mean, we know who they are. We know they're very wicked. But, I mean, how did you track them back to the levees?
Well, I was there. I was at the levee system. I was there with several people who told me they can't tell me under some kind of bizarro strict oath, which, okay, whatever. And then the name CDI kept coming up. Well, that didn't mean anything to me. It didn't mean anything until after I realized where this company and where
they've
been.
Well, write it up in an article with proof, and we'll post it. Appreciate the call. David in Montana, you're on the air. Last call we have time for from Mike Rivero.
Howdy. Well, I don't want to get you off subject, but I did want to talk to you about something, about a Second Amendment case that's being heard by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's a gun. They're going to rule for gun control, spin it as a pro-gun ruling. Go ahead.
Montana Secretary of State Brad Johnson has sent a letter to the Supreme Court that guns are legal in his state under the compact, which each party agreed to when Montana joined the Union in 1889.
What's his name? I want to get him on.
Brad Johnson. He's the Montana Secretary of State. Now, that letter was signed by multiple House and Senate reps here in Montana, along with our Washington, D.C. rep, Denny Rehberg. And included in that letter says that if the Supreme Court ruling says that the Second Amendment rights apply only collectively, it would violate the contract under which Montana has entered the Union as a state. Meaning that...
Yeah, it would. It would. We got to jump. Mike, you know, them going after our guns, they just aren't going to stop pushing, are they, Mike?
No, they aren't, because, in order to feel secure in their power, they're going to have to render the American people completely helpless, and that's more than just constant surveillance and listening to our phone calls and reading our mail. They've got to take away the guns. Otherwise, you know, at some point when we do get angry, we're going to fight back. Right now, the U.S. government is in so much debt, the only way they can even think to float their loans along is to put an 80 to 90% aggregate tax rate on every American citizen, and we're already dying here at a 50% aggregate rate. So, yeah, they're trying to figure out some way to trick us into giving up the guns.
Boy, they're really saying the economy's melting down. They're now admitting it. That means it'll probably accelerate the precipitation of the collapse.
I would definitely say that there's nothing they can do that's going to turn the economy around, because economies are always based on making products, and we gave that ability away over the last 30 years. We're not going to get it back overnight.
That's right. They can save Wall Street, but there'll be nothing left.
That's absolutely right, and they're going to save Wall Street at our expense.
WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike, it's always wonderful having you on. Thanks for spending time with us.
Look forward to doing it again next month.
There goes Mike Rivera, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back with our very special guest, also joining us from Hawaii. Stay with us. I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
You that never done nothing.
For the balance of the broadcast,
but built to destroy.
We'll be talking to Walter L. Wagner.
Play with my world.
He was quoted heavily in the New York Times article asking a judge to save the world or more in their science section. He's got degrees in physics and biology, working with other physicists concerned about not just superconducting super colliders, but other devices that the different nuclear engineers and others are doing raw research with. And I remember 20 years ago reading scientific papers with top physicists worried about these. They could create black holes, or they could create antimatter chain reactions. They could create unknown particles. And it's just Russian roulette. And they're doing thousands of tests a year on these different colliders alone. And so we are honored to have Mr. Wagner on with us. He and a colleague are suing because they haven't even done basic environmental assessments that you'd need to put a septic tank in at your house, much less to have these Star Trek-type systems working. It is 2008. Remember, by 1910, Max Planck and others had come up with equations for A-bombs. So we're in 2008, so this is very advanced now. And, again, we are joined by Walter Wagner, graduate of UC Berkeley. Thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Certainly, Alex. Thank you.
First off, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got interested in this, and why you're taking action against it. And then there's a lot of bigwigs that are saying this is dangerous as well, not just you.
Well, there are a number of people other than myself who have raised the same concerns and similar concerns. They don't come to the forefront of the attention of the media as I have, but that doesn't mean they don't have the same concerns. My background started off at UC Berkeley. I was a physics major there initially. My senior year, I switched and became a biology major, primarily for economic reasons, so I could graduate sooner that way. I went back into work in physics and cosmic radiation physics at Berkeley for a couple of years. Had some interesting experimental results. Found a particle. A novel.
That's right. You're famous. Particle. You found a new particle. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct. It made the news media at the time. It was all over the world. It was published in peer-reviewed articles and so forth. It's not been confirmed as of yet. At least not satisfactorily confirmed. But doesn't detract from the fact
that was a high-altitude balloon. Correct.
That is absolutely correct.
It's picking up a space particle before it decayed?
Exactly. Exactly. The particle that was detected, we believed, was a magnetic monopole. It was a cosmic ray, the particle track that we saw that was completely different from all the tens of thousands of other cosmic ray tracks we've previously seen.
Interesting. Please continue.
Well, anyway, I after that, I decided to, almost on a lark, to do law school for see what that was like. So I spent 3 years struggling through law school and then got out of that, decided that's not what I wanted to do. I went back into work in physics and worked in nuclear medicine, out of a nuclear medicine department in health physics, where we were using large varieties of radioactive materials in medical research. I overviewed the program for about 400 authorized users. To make certain that they were following the rules and regulations properly, they understood the physics of the radioactive materials. And
so you've worked in a wide range of fields. When did you start getting concerned about these giant superconducting super colliders and some of the tests they were doing?
It was about 1987. I first became concerned about it. I had initially been very much in favor of building a larger machines. Back then, they were not colliders. They were fixed target accelerators where you have just a single beam running into a target. Then I started thinking about what ultimately could happen started considering the possibility that if you continue to increase the energy of these beams, that eventually you might be able to create a very small, tiny black hole. I didn't know what that threshold would be that it would take to do that.
Let me just stop you. Are these the same type of black holes that they claim? Well, stay there. We'll come right back because I have AP. Scientists create artificial black hole in lab and it says they were using a collider to do this. You, I found out like 15 years ago, had said that this might happen, and now they're saying they've actually made them. Or is that a different type of black hole? We'll be right back with our guest talking about the dangers of these type of systems on the other side of this quick break right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Message in a bottle. Chernobyl, the monarch butterfly is being sterilized by some of the GMO crops. Look at all the disaster science has created. I love science. But we need to be careful. And we're talking to a gentleman who's a physicist, biologist, worked in many different fields, and they filed a lawsuit to block the biggest superkinetic supercollider in the world, I guess. That's the modern name from the primitive cyclotrons, but where they can even create new elements. Please continue, sir, just the basics of these, why you believe they're dangerous. And there's a lot of other experts that also think that it's dangerous as well.
Yes. Well, they are cyclotrons, and what they have done now is they've, instead of running the beam of the cyclotron into a fixed target, they now run the beam into each other head-on, and they are increased the amount of energy that's available for new particle production. And that's the entire purpose of this, is to try to create new particles. And this LHC machine is going to be the most energetic particle collider ever built. It's basically, it's about the size of the superconducting supercollider that was under construction there in Texas, that was in, stopped, for financial primarily reasons. It's being built by the same people in essence. It's the Fermilab people who have constructed the magnets.
Why did DARPA and the Defense Department decide to not do it in the U.S.? Why did they move to the EU?
I think it was for financial reasons. they had to start from scratch, digging the tunnel and so forth. The one in, there was already an existing tunnel from a previous electron-positron collider already in existence in Switzerland. So they scrapped that machine, took out all of the, its works, and have used the same tunnel. So that saved quite a lot of money. And so, but they're using the exact same superconducting magnets built by Fermilab. And that's one of the reasons why Fermilab is named as one of the defendants, and that's what gives the U.S. courts jurisdiction over the case. But back to the colliders, by colliding these beams head-on into each other, you are able to create or generate far more energy available for particle production, and they are hoping to create new kinds of particles. It's sometimes called the God machine because one of the particles that they are looking to create is has been called the God particle, or it's the Higgs boson. There are other particles that they think they might be able to create.
Tell the listeners what a Higgs boson is.
There's a field, it's a field theory that would ascribe the reason for all other particles having the property of mass. And so they believe that there is a fundamental carrier for that field called the Higgs boson. And
now let's boil this down. With primitive 100-year-old equations, 100-year-old, ladies and gentlemen, they are able to make A bonds. With 60-year-old equations, are able to create hydrogen bonds, and that is colliding particles with each other. And so we bring this to another scale. Now, not just firing particles into blocks of lead or gold or whatever, now they're accelerating them unknown into each other. Please continue.
Yes. The LHC is going to accelerate lead atoms and run them into each other head-on, much like two cars running into each other head-on. They cause them to stop right there in the center of the machine, relatively stationary relative to Earth. And that's the problem. In nature, when these high-energy particles come streaming in and hits the upper atmosphere, for example, anything that's new that's created keeps on going through the Earth at the speed of light. And it has a very, very short period of time transiting the Earth, about a quarter of a second. And under the theories of some of these particles, for example, the micro black hole, it takes a long while for them to start accreting atoms, days, hours. And by creating one that's at rest, it gives it that opportunity to do that. It would be captured by Earth's gravity. It would remain in the Earth.
Let's explain. We have high-mass particles being accelerated at each other. They're going to be sitting there, able, with their own gravitational pull, to begin accruing mass.
Well, they would not so much from its own gravitational attraction accrete mass. It would just be by physical contact, by touching something. Anything that it would touch would become part of it, become part of the black hole. And so in nature, if they travel through the Earth and they touch a single atom in the process of doing that, it will capture that atom and then exit through the Earth and will be none the wiser.
Because it's been accelerated naturally by the...
It's going at the speed of light naturally. Here, we're trying to create them at rest, not moving. And
now, does this tie in to them? Because, I saw you back in the late 80s, early 90s. Mid-90s, you know, talking about this could make black holes back then, and others agreeing with you, other physicists, now they claim that they've made black holes, or is that a separate thing?
That is at the RIC, and they said they've created something that has similar properties to a black hole. but it wasn't a black hole per se. It was actually a quark gluon plasma, which would be a precursor to a creation of a different kind of a particle called a strangelet. And that's another possibility, that they it could create strangelets by colliding the lead nuclei into each other. That's something that doesn't occur in nature. In nature, you have high-energy protons striking the Earth, and what this LHC machine will do is we'll have high-energy lead nuclei running into each other head-on. That just never happens in nature.
Now, I'm just a novice here, but I've been reading over what other scientists and physicists are worried about. What about it just creating new particles that react? I mean, they say they don't know what it's going to make. If they continue to smash these into each other, is that infinitum? What about it creating, I mean, I know the Air Force is on record saying they've isolated antimatter, then they classified that.
Well, we don't know what other kinds of new particles it could be created. You're absolutely correct. I put on my thinking cap and I came up with the idea that maybe it'll create a black hole. This was confirmed by a number of other theorists who said, yes, this is not so far-fetched idea. It might make a black hole. We don't know that it will, but we don't know that it will.
Well, Hawking agreed with you, but he said it would fall apart. Why does he say that?
Well, he's got a theory that quantum fluctuations in the vacuum would allow for some of the a particle fall into a macro black hole while the other one escapes, and that this could possibly allow them to evaporate. And that's what the safety review that was done previously for the LHC said, well, we don't have to worry about these micro black holes because we know they will evaporate. Well, we don't know that they will evaporate. That's a theory or an idea.
But Hawking has admitted that he's been wrong about theories before.
Yes, he has admitted that, and there are a number of theorists who believe that this theory is wrong, flat-out wrong. Not just, you know, it's a nice idea, but it's flat-out wrong for a number of other reasons. Whether it's wrong or not, I don't know that I can say for certain.
Well, tell us about a strangelet. Tell us about a strangelet.
Okay, a strangelet is a kind of a particle that is one of the ones that they think they might be able to create. When you slam these two atoms into each other, it creates what's called a quark gluon plasma. The protons and the neutrons are made out of quarks. Up quarks and down quarks. But when you slam them together, they have about 1,000 times more energy than the rest mass of the particle itself. That allows it to create a lot more kinds of quarks. Some of the kinds of quarks it would create then would be strange quarks. It's believed that these can then rearrange themselves and form a new kind of a nucleus, a new kind of atom called a strangelet that's made out of up, down, and strange quarks. And this new kind of atom is more stable than a normal atom. And in other words, if it touches a normal atom, it will fuse with it, release energy, and become even larger and more stable. This would allow for a chain reaction for it to continue to fuse with more and more atoms. The process would first be very slow. It might take decades for this to accumulate to the size of a pea. But eventually, it too would fall to the center of the Earth because anything it touches, it becomes part of it, can't stop it from falling. And so eventually it would grow larger and larger inside of the center of the Earth and cause our planet to explode.
They might not even discover it. It could form in the hundreds of miles of tunnels anywhere.
And that's possible. If it's neutral in charge when it's formed, we would never detect it.
Oh, wonderful. And the problem is I've been reading all weekend over the equations, what other physicists are saying. They agree with you and have come up with even more horrible scenarios. And it seems that the more tests they do, numbering in the thousands per collider, it just starts increasing the probability that something's going to happen.
Well, that's our concern is that there has been no refutation of these theories. It's basically plain Russian roulette. And we don't know how many chambers there are. And how many bullets we're putting in the chambers. So it's hoping that nothing goes wrong.
Well, it's the same thing.
While we look for more information about the universe, you know, that's why it's called the God machine, because these people believe that this will answer all of their questions. Well, it will answer a few questions and some questions. It certainly won't answer all the other questions other scientists are working on.
Well, I say this. It's too dangerous in the future of the species. I mean, if they want to develop some super expensive program in the future and take it out to the asteroid belt or something, which still I know wouldn't make us safe, but, I mean, they just don't need to be doing this on the planet. You've got the same thing with GMO, and these DNA guns randomly firing into things, already giving rise to superviruses. They've got prehistoric viruses now. And I've had, again, Nobel Prize winners on about this coming out, and they just cover it up quietly. And what is it about the scientific community that they're just pell-mell, wildly just playing God, like sticking their you-know-whats in light sockets?
Well, it's a certain degree. You know, that's one of the reasons we filed one of the affidavits was from a psychologist who actually has a background in biochemistry and astrophysics, but he's also professionally a psychologist, and he's analyzed the psychology of it. It's a desire, in large part, not only just to find knowledge, it's a desire for selfishness, to find out this knowledge for yourself.
It's gambling.
And willing to risk other people's lives to do it.
Yeah, I hadn't read his findings, but it's power mad, playing God, control freak gambling.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why we filed the suit, and that's why we want to have a thorough safety study that we can then evaluate, criticize, and take back to the court and say, here are the other flaws we found in this safety study.
Well, and here's the problem. If you don't stop them now, it'll be bigger and bigger and bigger colliders and more energy. And there are a lot of other weird subatomic systems, too, aren't there?
There are already plans on the drawing board for even larger colliders. They aren't even satisfied. You know, they figure that, well, we won't find everything we need to know. We need to make a bigger one. So, yes, there are already plans for additional colliders in there. And International Linear Collider and so forth.
Well, I love technology, and I want us to go to space, and I believe a lot of money should be spent on it. The problem is we have this, our main scientists were taken over by eugenicists 100 years ago. They have this elitist attitude. They're in control now. And frankly, they're nuts. I mean, you study the mainline elite, they are nuttier than a fruitcake. And I know you've been around them, and I mean, I just don't understand why they're endangering everything humanity has built just crazily. I mean, again, look at Chernobyl. Look at the atomic bomb. That is ancient stuff comparatively, and our technology is doubling every few years. Where do you see this going?
Well, I don't want to necessarily criticize these people as being bad scientists in that sense. I think that they were well intentioned but misguided. They had a certain belief system, and as that's been shown to be faulty, they are hesitant to depart from that belief system. That's why we have to nudge them with this lawsuit.
It is arrogant to ignore all these other physicists and people.
It is very arrogant to say that we're right and you're wrong when I have every bit as much, if not more, academic background than do they.
Well, let's talk about some of the other prestigious physicists. There's a big list of them I have, but top people in the Royal Academy and others, 20 years ago saying they were worried about these accelerators.
Well, I haven't necessarily looked through the list as to who all has come out saying that they don't think it's a good idea. And like you said, this was 20 years ago, so they may have changed their views or they may have passed away and so forth. I have to go with the people here and now who are able to provide affidavits. I've been speaking with physicists in Germany who have excellent academic background credentials in cosmic radiation physics, astrophysics, who share the same concerns. What I found is that, generally speaking, nobody really wants to stick their neck out and go against a gargantuan institution like CERN, because it's the academic kiss of death, so to speak, if you do that publicly. Yet privately, I've had a number of communications from a large number of people saying, yes, we really support what you're doing. So that's what keeps me going. Now, I mean, I was grateful to be able to get seven of us to file affidavits in support of this.
Tell me about your colleague who's working on this with you.
Dr. Sancho is been a professor in Spain. I believe it was the University of Barcelona. He works in systems science, which is trying to integrate the fields of science, physics, and biology. And he is extremely well-read in theoretical physics. And he independently, I suppose, came up with these concerns regarding the collider. And when he started reading about me on a number of blogs I posted on the Internet, he got in touch with me a couple of years ago, and we started communicating extensively about this.
Yeah, I want to get him on and get his take on things. He speaks pretty good English, doesn't he?
Fairly good English. He has a slight accent. He's from Spain.
Oh, I could care less, but we just want to have him on the show, so hopefully I can get his number from you.
Yeah, I can get you his number.
Fantastic, because I want to get him on.
Right now, but...
Sure. Well, I mean, I want to get him on with you in the near future for a full hour. Other concerns, other facets that people should know about, sir?
A couple of things. Initially, when this issue first came up in 1999, I had that letter to Scientific American, and I raised the prospect that it might be able to create micro black holes, but I really didn't know, and I wanted to get some additional input from other people. It was sort of roundly say, this guy's a nut for saying that it might create a micro black hole. That's impossible. We know from our knowledge of physics that this can't happen, and so forth. Well, within 2 or 3 years, a number of theoretical papers came out saying that, yes, indeed, under some conditions of physics, this might well happen, that you might be able to create a micro black hole. And at that point, they turned around and said, well, we're going to try to create micro black holes. This will be some interesting physics. And none of the, you know, it was like...
So your question spurred them trying to make these.
Yes. it turns out that it did. It spurred out a justification for what they were doing. It was already underway, they started using this as a justification to continue their funding.
Stay there. Final segment. I want to hear more about this. I mean, that's these nuts. Oh, you can make black holes. Let's do it. Oh, yes. Wonderful. I'll really be powerful. Yeah, and you'll live one micron of a second. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphelousia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
We're We're going to get Mr. Wagner's colleague, Mr. Sancho, on in the next few weeks. We'll get both of them back up for a full hour to explore this in a deeper way. I just want to make the point that about half the, this is mainstream news, half the people working on the A-bomb, the physicists thought it would ignite the atmosphere, but they went ahead with it. Now, they weren't right, but the point is that even though they thought it would ignite the atmosphere and burn the surface of the Earth, they still did it. And we know they blew holes in the ozone layer with the hydrogen bombs they detonated. They detonated hundreds in the high and low atmosphere. Our own government did. Going back to Walter L. Wagner, I want to give out the website. It's got a lot of documentation, a lot of information on it. Give that out, please, sir.
Yeah, that's LHCDefense.org. That's L as in Larry, H as in Harry, C as in Charlie, Defense, DefenseDot org.
And that stands for Large...
Large Hadron Collider.
Absolutely, so... LHCDefense.org. Okay, we got a few minutes left. Other things that the equations and theories show that this could potentially form?
There some people think it might create a magnetic monopole, and that might thereafter engage in a catalyzing the protons of our normal atoms and create converting all of matter into some other kind of matter. I don't know too much about that theory. There's another theory out there that it could cause a collapse or a penetration of an energy barrier between our universe and a what's called a de Sitter space universe that underlies our universe. And that's, again, highly theoretical.
But they predicted that when probes flew over Saturn, that those dimensions would manifest in a hexagon on its ice cap, and it did.
Well, I don't know if they predicted that that's what occurred, but certainly they do have observed that, that hexagon up there. It's a very unusual pattern. I'm very much in favor of all kinds of science and scientific endeavors. I really want to see, we've got a satellite launch coming up in May called the GLAST, G-L-A-S-T, satellite. It's going to have the potential for being able to search for what's called Hawking radiation. It might be able to help answer some of the questions that need to be answered first before we operate the LHC. There's a new cosmic ray detector in Argentina called the Pierre Auger, A-U-G-E-R. It came online a couple of years ago. It's purely passive, like any observatory. Here in Hawaii, we have lots of observatories on our mountain, Mauna Kea, for observing the universe. Very much in favor of acquiring more knowledge and information for us, but it has to be done in a safe manner.
All right, up on Infowars.com, we have a link to your website. I hope people will support what you're doing. Any news on how effective you'll be in blocking them firing this up?
Well, that's always speculative when you take something before a judge. I believe, though, that with the news media attention this is drawing and the fact that they have not come out with this most recent safety study, they promised us a safety study by January 1. They didn't deliver. On January 31, I emailed them. They sent me an email back saying they would be available by the end of February. They didn't deliver. So now they're way behind the gun on this, and I think the reason they've not delivered is they recognize that there are some fundamental flaws, and they haven't been able to come up with a way around it yet.
So you're spurring a real debate regardless inside the institution.
Yes, absolutely.
And
they're going to, because they don't have that out, I think the judge is going to grant a TRO.
All right. We really appreciate you coming on, Dr. Wagner. We'll talk to you again in the near future and your colleague. I hope folks visit the website up on Infowars.com right now. Take care.
Okay, Alex, thanks. Nice speaking with you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com on the internet streams. We'll be right back at Infowars.com. Come there to listen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.